Time now to take five for your community. Take five brought to you by Lighthouse Custom Meats in Bloomfield. And Lauren Milton is one of the busiest ladies around. She joins us, the Daviess County Clerk, to talk about elections. Because Election Day, it's hard to believe, Lauren, it's coming up.
It'll be here before you know it. It got here fast.
So, early voting for Daviess County
ends on Monday. So if you need to get registered to vote, you said early voting, sorry. Voting. If you need to, we'll go with it. If you need to get registered to vote, Monday's it. So you can either come to the clerk's office, which is the basement of the government center, or you can do it at indianavoters.com. And then Tuesday is when early voting starts.
Tuesday is when it actually starts. And then, but registration ends on Monday. So make sure you're registered. And hats off to you, Lauren. I saw the picture. You went to the schools. You tried to get the seniors signed up for it.
I've been all over the county trying to get everybody ready to go.
There is no way anybody can say they don't know what's going on this time around. You've done an excellent job of getting the word out. We're going to be doing an ad campaign, too, to remind you we're now voting center. So you
exactly.
can vote anywhere.
Yes, it's exciting. Well, that was one of the things that we heard a lot of complaints about before, is that they just, with their jobs, they couldn't get back to where they needed to vote in time, and the polls would close. So now you can vote wherever you're at. You can vote a lot of early options which weren't available before. So we're just trying to make it easy.
So let's talk about early voting starting Tuesday. That is this coming Tuesday. The Kiwanis Cabin is where you're going to be, right?
Correct. The courthouse is still under renovation, so with the Kiwanis building is going to be for the whole month.
Kiwanis Cabin on the hill, Eastside Park. What hours are you going
to
be out there?
8 to 4, Monday through Friday.
And when they come, what do they need to bring?
An ID. So it needs to be a government-issued ID with a picture and an expiration. Most people have a driver's license, a state ID from the BMV, or a passport.
That's it? And you know, let's just throw this out there. Get it done. Why not go ahead and get it done early?
That's what I say, because something might come up on Election Day and you might be busy. You don't have to worry about it then. You've already got your vote in.
It used to be you had to have like a reason why you voted early. You can vote. Anybody who's anybody can vote anytime you want. Early voting, get it done starting Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Kiwanis Cabin at Eastside Park. Now, as we get closer, you're going to do some Saturday hours, and you're going to open up more locations for the early voting.
Yes. On the 26th of October, we have Bethel Church South, National Guard Armory, and the Kiwanis Building. So you can go to any of those three locations. And then the following Saturday, November 2nd, which is right before Election Day, we have six options. So Bethel Church South, the Kiwanis Building, and the Armory. And then we've added Odin Park, which is at the Community Building, Parkview Church in Plainville, and the Root Tan Building in Montgomery. So you have six different options on that day. And they're all open from 8 to 3 on both of those Saturdays.
No matter where you live in the county, I mean, that's as accessible as you can get. There's a spot in every portion of the county to get out and do the early voting. Now, come Election Day, which is November 5th, it'll be, a month from tomorrow. Election Day, you can vote all the sites we mentioned and even a few more, right?
Yeah, we have eight locations. So everything we already talked about, and we're also adding the Conservation Club and Alfordsville Fire Station.
All, again, places for you to get out and rock the vote. Now, Lauren, let's talk about this election a little bit, because what can we say that hasn't been said, huh?
Wow. There's a lot of excitement, a lot of passion. That's all I can say.
And it's, of course, at the national level. Locally, there are a couple of races. We have a school board race for Washington and North Daviess.
Correct.
So there are a couple of local races that you can vote for as well.
School board's important. We want to make sure that we get the right person in those spots.
Yeah, absolutely. So make your vote count for your school board, whatever district you represent in your area. Two races there. Outside of that, though, no other local races.
Correct.
But there is a question on the ballot
this year. There's a public question about the Constitution, and there are also five judicial questions if we want to retain certain people in office. So those are important, too.
Yeah. I think sometimes people just kind of peruse over those and don't take the time to read them. I mean, they're important, too.
And I think a lot of times people don't expect them to be on there, so they don't know really how to answer because they didn't have time to think about it. So my suggestion is do some research. Find out about these things because it's important, too. You can always go to indianavoters.com. You can type in your information, or you can just tell it which precinct you live in, and it'll show you actually what's on your ballot. And that includes the public question and the five judicial questions. So you can go in there, look those up, and then have plenty of time to do research before you vote.
Again, do that. Do your research. Vote for the candidate you wish. May the best person win. If they want to do, is this the one where you have to declare Republican or Democrat?
No, that's in the spring, because in the spring you're selecting who you want on the ballot for your party. This is electing this time, so you go in and vote for whoever you want on any party.
Yep, so you can pick and choose who you want. If you want to do straight ticket, you can do that as well. But bottom line, man, bottom line, plain and simple, Lauren, vote, right? Vote.
Please vote. Please vote. This is such a big deal. And there are countries that you don't get that option. You just are told what you have to do. And here, it's freedom. That's what it's all about. So please go out and voice your concerns.
And we know you're passionate about it.
We hear you talking about it.
We know you're passionate about it. So don't be one of those armchair quarterbacks. Get out. Every vote counts. I mean, you've seen races, not necessarily nationally, but locally, have come down to one or two votes.
Yes.
It can be pretty tight. So get out and vote. Lauren, you're doing a fantastic job. She's always available, too. If you have questions, you can contact the Daviess County Clerk as well.
Yeah, call the office, 254-8679. And if you know you're registered to vote, but you've recently moved and you can't remember if you updated your address, give us a call. We have till Monday to get that fixed. So give us a call. We can talk you through it.
All right. I think we got everything out there. Is anything we're forgetting?
I think that's it.
Tuesday is the day you can start early voting. So, again, don't wait till the last minute. Just go do it at the Kiwanis Cabin on the hill out at Eastside Park. And, again, make your voice be heard. Lauren Melton, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And good luck. We'll get you back in as we get closer to election day.
I'm hoping. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Take 5 for your community. Brought to you by Lighthouse Custom Meats in Bloomfield.